This animation is the story of how projective clustering, or covering a set of points with many copies of the same shape, can be used to do normal estimation and surface reconstruction of an unorganized point cloud. The animation is broken in two parts. The first half shows animations created using our implementation that computes 1 plus epsilon approximate projective clusterings, and how we compute it efficiently using core sets. Core sets are subset of the input points that are important for clustering. The second half of the animation shows how we use projective clustering to do normal estimation and surface reconstruction. Covering points with simple shapes, minimizing area, volume, radii, or some other metric on the shape are classic optimization problems in computational geometry. Covering with one shape, for example, the minimum enclosing ball of a point set, is a well-understood convex optimization problem. The problem becomes a lot harder when we move from covering with one shape to multiple shapes. This animation shows how our algorithm for covering a set of points in the plane with two disks enumerates only the core set for the two-center problem. The main idea behind our algorithm is to find the furthest violator of the current clustering in each step and recursively adding it to all the individual clusters. Hence, we recursively enumerate all two colorings of the core set in this example. If by adding the furthest violator to a cluster increases the radii by more than the current upper bound of the solution, this branch of the search tree is pruned. For instance, the point on the southwest corner in this example never gets assigned to the cluster on the right. Note again that the furthest violators create the core set. All the enumerations are complete for this example. The answer is already optimal. In our next example, we are looking for three strips that cover the point set and are of minimum width. The answer is already optimal for this example. Here are some more examples that are output from our implementation. Projective clustering can help normal estimation, which is an important step in surface reconstruction. Normal estimation is done by first collecting a neighborhood of the point being processed. The neighborhood is approximated by fitting multiple planes in three dimensions. This fitting yields the approximate normal. For surface reconstruction, these 3D planes are then unfolded on a 2D plane and the Voronoi cell of the point is computed in 2D. The dual of the Voronoi cell gives us the connections we need for reconstruction of the point cloud. Next, we show some example reconstructions from our program. Our algorithm is both parallel and I/O efficient. It also handles sharp edges and corners well.